okay, today is Daf Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Aleph and the Tzadik Zavachim is really one of the most exotic and Daf, maybe in the whole Shas. Unbelievable Daf. See how much we can get covered. Here we go. Up to the Mishnah, up to the Gemara on Tzadik Amid Beis. Iboy Elohu. Tadir Umukdash. Mikodesh. Tadir and Kodesh, Eidim Mehem Kodesh. Which one comes first? You have a conflict of Tadir and Kodesh. Which one comes first? How do you have such a conflict? Let's look at Rashi. Kigom, for example, Dam Olas Tamid, the Dam of the Karbet Tamid, the Dam Chatos, and a Dam Chatos, there's a person called the Chatos Tibor, who says, I'm sorry, the Mara Cohen says, this must be talking about a Chatos Tibor, because the Karbet Tamid is a Karbet Tibor. So this can only be a conflict. If you have a chatz of yochid, there will never be a conflict. There has to be a chatz of tzibur. Fine, good, very good. Zed tadir, carbon tamid is tadir every day. Zed mikodesh bimenu, but a chatz is more holy. So right, kida amaran dam chatz kodesh dam ola b'nei shehu merata, because it's merata. Inami, another case, olas musvei rosh chodesh, an ola of rosh chodesh upar ha'ida, and some kind of chatz public chatz. So they can come up. You can have a conflict between Tadir and Kodesh. Which one comes first? What do you think the answer is going to be? The Gemara is not going to answer the question. We're not going to answer this question. We're going to go back and forth and we're not going to answer it. Okay? Here we go. Now, Tadir called them. We show them the Tadir. Does the Tadir come first because it's Tadir? Oh, Dilma, Mikodesh called him the Kodesh. Maybe the Kodesh comes first because it's Kodesh. Okay? Unbelievable question, right? Now, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya what the story is. So, the Mishnah yesterday said, Tamid in Kodmin Lumusafin. Tamid come before Musaf. Why? Afalga, even though. The Musafin Kodesh. Musafin are more holy. What do you see from here? Tadir beats Kodesh. Right? Again. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that a Tamid beats a Musaf. Yeah, the Musaf is more holy than a Tamid. What? Why? Because it comes from a Yontif, right? It becomes because of Shabbat. It's a carbon Tzibur. It's a carbon Musaf that's born every Shabbat, every Rosh Chodesh. That's more holy than a carbon Tamid. And yet, Tamid comes first. What do you see? Tadir beats. So the Gemara answers, Atu Shabbos l'musafin ahani l'tamid lo ahani? What do you mean? Tamid on Shabbos is not the same thing as a tamid during the week. In other words, Atu Shabbos l'musafin ahani, what? The musaf is called a Shabbos musaf tamid lo ahani? And the tamid is not called a Shabbos tamid? In other words, they're both kodesh. So they're both on the same playing field. So what beats what? Tadir, Bitaino Tadir. That's going to ask the same question 6 times. It's going to be the same answer. They're both Kodesh. Why? Because the day sanctifies it. But you can't compare Tamid on a Shabbos is different than a Tamid on a weekday. Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos is not the same thing as Psuki de Zimra on a weekday. Right? It's all Shabbos is different. It's infused with a different kind of Kedusha. Therefore, there's no hierarchy of Kodesh. Only issue is Tadir. Okay? This is easy. It's a very hard daf today. This is easy. Next. Good? Tashma. Let's try the next one. Look at Rashi. A third skinny line. Right? It says, Tamidin Lohani. Kivon Idna. Craving. Since I'm bringing it right now. Im Kane. Shame Shabbos. Alehem. Shabbos falls on every carpet you bring on Shabbos. Okay, good. Now again, we're going to ask the same question 5 times now, with all different cases. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, same thing 5 times. The answer is going to be the same, every time. Tashma, Musafi Shabbos, Kodmin, L'Musafi Rosh Chodesh. A Musaf, let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Last week, a Musaf of Shabbos comes before Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So what do you see? Tadir beats Kodesh. Right? Now why is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh better? Look at Rashi. Mukudash and Mishal Shabbat, a Rosh Chodesh is better than Shabbat, the Ikri Moe, Because it's called a moed. Everybody asks about that on the Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? First of all, sometimes Shabbos is also called a moed, no? Second of all, why does that mean that Rosh Chodesh is better than Shabbos? Because it's called a moed and Parshas Moadim. What? It's such a strange thing. Some answer, no. What the pshat is follows. The question is as follows. You have a carbon Shabbos, a Muslim for Shabbos. So if it's infused, it's Shabbos. You have a carbon of Rosh Chodesh, it has two kedushas. It has Shabbos, also Rosh Chodesh. So it beats the Muslim that only has Shabbos. Ein Achinami, Shabbos is better than Rosh Chodesh. Others, that's a very dochic answer. And the question is even stronger. Don't we always say this? Shabbos has the most aliyahs, right? Shabbos has more aliyahs than Yom Tov. Why? Because more Kodesh. So it's a very strange Rashi. But that's what the Rashi says it, and the Gemara really says it. But the Gemara's question, the premise is, Rosh Chodesh beats Shabbos. Why? It's more Kodesh. You have to come out to the answer, it's more Kodesh because it has two Kedushas. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Atu, Rosh Chodesh l'mutzafet d'idei ahani, l'mutzafet Shabbos lo ahani? The answer is no. But, so the Muslim from Shabbos, it also has Rosh Chodesh on it. It's Rosh Chodesh today. Same answer. In other words, the Kedushas are combined. Therefore, there is no hierarchy in Kedusha, there's only a hierarchy in Tadir. Next, Tashma, Mutzafet Rosh Chodesh, korban l'mutzafet Rosh Hashanah. The Muslim from Rosh Chodesh goes before the Muslim from Rosh Hashanah. Now, we all agree that Rosh Hashanah is more Kodesh. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah Mekudeshes, even though Rosh Hashanah Kedusha, Rosh Hashanah is more Kodesh, so what do you see? Tadir beats Kodesh. So the Gemara says, nah, Atu Rosh Hashanah, Mu'mutsafer Yidei Ahani, Mu'mutsafer Rosh Kodesh Lo Ahani? Aren't all Karbonos of the day a combination of Karbonos Rosh Kodesh, Karbonos Rosh Hashanah? Therefore, same answer. So on a level playing field in terms of Kedusha, the only question is Tadir. It's not Tadir and Kodesh. It's not a conflict. They're all Kodesh. The only question is Tadir. Exactly. Just like Rosh Chodesh, just like Shabbat, Tashma. Now, Kiddush. When I brought this up on Monday, Kiddush. Bar Pri Agafen comes before Kiddush. It's the I said, the Rabban of the Raisa. Put that aside for me. The Gemara's not going to hack with that. The Gemara's going to hack with the general idea. Tashma, Dabar Acher, Berchas Hayayin Tadira, or Berchas Hayom Eno Tadira, but Tadir She Eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Right? Tadir, why are we making Hagafen first? Why are we making Hagafen first? Because Tadir beats Eno Tadir. By the way, why is Hagafen more Tadir than Kiddush? It's a machloka. Some say, not because I can drink wine during the week and I can't make Kiddush during the week. That's not Tadir. We're going to get to this time. That's not Tadir. The fact that I can drink wine on a Monday, and I can't make Kiddush on a Monday, that's not Tadir. That's what's called Matsui. That just means it has more commonality. Tadir is only kicked in when there's a Chiyuv. Every Kiddush has Shabbos also. Every Shabbos has Kiddush. Well, wine, first of all, he's right, you can make Kiddush on, but even if you make Kiddush on bread, that the halacha, the most left in the earth comes before Kiddush. The Raya against you. The Malbim brings that up. He says Shagatari says, you know why Yayin beat Kiddush? Because Havdalah. There's no Kiddush by Havdalah. That's twice. Yayin beat Zechiyah. Yayin beat Kiddush. Why? Because there's more chiyuvim. Also, wedding, chrismila has more chiyuvim. Wine. Ein echinami. But the point is, it beats it. Not because I can drink it on a Tuesday. That's not tadir. Why? Because tadir is rooted in the chiyuv. The Malbim were appearish on Shulchan Aruch, but he didn't finish it. It's called Arsa Sachayim. So it's Chelik Aleph, it's the Mishnah Berurah. There are a lot. So it's Simon Chaf Hey, Simon Chaf Aleph. I believe it's about the tefillin. What comes first, the guy, the Rosh, he says over there, that even if you make a Hamotzi, it comes before the Kiddush. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with, it's simply more prevalent. Right? Okay. Anyway, Afagaf, the Berchas Hayom Kedesha, there's no question that Kiddush is more holy than Hagafen, yet Hagafen comes first. What do you see? yayin, ketadir, beat kodesh. Same question. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Same answer. Same answer. This is a little stretch. Atu Shabbos, leberchas ayo mahani, leberchas ayayin lo mahani? What? Only kiddush on Shabbos is special. Yayin on Shabbos is not special? Your bor priyagafen on Shabbos is special. Why? Because it's a Shabbos bor priyagafen. What makes it special? So there's a mitzvah to drink wine, there's a mitzvah to be happy on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be mesameach, there's a mitzvah to have oneg. That's why it's more kodesh, that's why it's more special than a hagafen during the week. Therefore, they're both kodesh. Yes, kiddush has this, we call it kiddush, right? But the bor, right, the mitzvah part about what Shabbos is. Everything you do on Shabbos is different than everything you do during the week. Even if it's the same, I have to go to the bathroom on Shabbos. Asher Yatzar on Shabbos is different than Asher Yatzar during the week. Right, exactly, exactly. You hear? No, it's a tremendous, it's unbelievable mitzvah. Your bar priyat gafen on Shabbos. It's right, exactly. Therefore, there's no hierarchy of Kedusha. The only question is, Tadir. So far we haven't answered the question. Right. No problem with that. Next. Tashma. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, this is the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha. The halacha is, Mispal Adam Shal Mincha, V'achakach Shal Musafin. What happens? You're schlepping along. Now it's time for Musaf. It's also time for Mincha. What happens now? So it's big machloket. The halacha is, you daven Mincha before you daven Musaf. Now, what's the parameters of halacha are? I'm not going into it. It's very complicated. But B'pashtos, you daven mincha first. Why? Now, Musaf is more Kurdish than mincha. Why? Musaf is only on Shabbos. Yontif. Mincha is every day. Why is daven mincha first? Because it's Kadir. So what do you see? Kadir beats Kodesh. Okay? That's the Kumar's question. So Gemara is going to give the same answer. Atu, Shabbos, Azbil, Musaf, and Ahan, Azbil, Mincha, Loahani? What? Mincha on Shabbos is worse than Musaf on Shabbos? No! They're both Shabbos of Tvila. The fact that Musaf is maybe it's more special, we think it's more special because not every day. That's the Gemara rejects that. No, it's all special. Shabbat feels are all the same. They're all the same Kedusha. What's the day for why is Mincha come first? Because it's Tadir. Okay? So far we haven't answered the question. Now, Tadir, but we know Tadir rules. Tadir rules ain't no Tadir. Does Tadir beat Kodesh? We don't know yet. Right, we're saying each one of these is not a conflict between Tadir and Kodesh. It's a conflict between Tadir and Eino Tadir. Next one, Tashma. We said this yesterday. This is the Mishnah yesterday. Shlomim shel emesh. So, I don't remember how Michael translated this. Shlomim shel emesh means, according to Rashi, means Shlomim was brought here yesterday. And the Chatas, the Asham shel yom. The Chatas of the Asham I brought today. Shlomim shel emesh kodman. The Shlomim of Emesh comes first. Right? However, ha, easy the easy the yom. What if it all came today? Chatas v'asham kadmi. The Chatas of Asham would come first. Afagaf, the Shlomim tadiri. Even though a Shlomim is more tadir. Why is a Shlomim more tadir? Right? Why is a Shlomim more tadir? So one second. So what do you see from here? Kodesh beats Tadir. It's the only time where the Kodesh wins. Kodesh beats Tadir. Why does Kodesh beat Tadir? Because if I brought everything today, which one do I bring first? A Chatas. Right? Why? Shalom is more Tadir. Why is the Shalom more Tadir? The Pashtut is more Tadir. The Pashtut is more Tadir. We're gonna harp on that. Oh, that's Rav's next slide. What? Right. So Chatas is more holy. Shlomim is more Tadir.
What beats what? Chatas come first as they come together.
What do you see? Kodesh beats Tadir. If the Shittu Mikubet says, didn't our Mishnah say that Chatas beats an Ola, even though an Ola is more Tadir? So what do you mean this whole? I had a Mishnah that said that. Chatas beats Ola. Now, Mithama, Ola is more Tadir. Chatas is less Tadir. Yet Chatas comes first. Why? Because it's Marat, it's more Kodesh. Therefore, you see that Kodesh beats Tadir. So she doesn't agree because of wild answer. He says nobody would ever bring the carbon olives because nothing to do with them. The kulo kol, nobody would ever bring that. So therefore, they were not tadir.
Interesting. He says interesting.
People wanted to get something out of it just to bring it. He says people wouldn't bring it. Ein regilos l'shemus navdim l'havi olos. It was not common. That's what he said. Yeah, either one. Either one. On my Rava, Rava says, why is Shlomim Tadir? Matzoi ka Marta. That's not called Tadir. That's called Matzoi. What's more common in the street? Right? Black hair, blonde. That's not Tadir. What's more common? Tadir, Kami Boyalon. We're talking about Tadir. Matzoi lo Kami Boyalon. We're not talking about Matzoi. We're talking about Tadir. Amal Ravuna bar Yehuda l'Rava. Atu Matzoi lo Tadir. Isn't Matzoi the same thing as Tadir? I'll prove to you that Matzoi is the same thing as Tadir. Why? Katanya. Now, the halacha is, you have to bring a chatas if you do an Aveira that's Chayiv Kares B'Shogeg. If you do an Aveira that's Chayiv Kares B'Shogeg, you have to bring a carbon chatas. However, you don't bring a carbon chatas if you didn't bring a carbon pesach, or you didn't give yourself a milah. They're both Chayiv Kares. The answer is that they're asayim. And we learned that a fukim, the only time you bring a chatas is if it's a low tzatzik. Not if it's an asay. Okay? Now, the Gemara was busy with maybe only one of them should be exempt, and one of them should not be exempt. Maybe only one of them should be exempt, and one of them should not be exempt. So there's a suggestion. Votanya. Otzi es ha-Pesach. I'll remove Pesach. She'en a tadir. Pesach is not so tadir. It's once a year. Below otzi es ha-Mila, she'hi tadira. But I'm not going to remove Mila. Mila is tadir. What does it mean, tadir? Mila is not tadir. What is Mila? It's Matzoi. Every man has a Mila. It's not tadir. What is it? It's Matzoi. So what do you see from this whole Gemara here, which is not tangent, that Matzoi is called tadir? So the Gemara, one second, we're going to get to that in a minute. The Gemara is my tadira. What do you mean it's tadir? What does it mean Mila is tadir? What does that mean? Tadir b'mitzvot. It's only tadir in one aspect. What's the aspect? It has mitzvot. What kind of mitzvot? Says Rashi. Brutally hard Rashi. Sedura b'mitzvot. It's sadur in mitzvot. Why is that? Shenichrusu aleha shlosh esrei brisros b'tzivuyin. It has 13 brisos. Therefore, it's tadir b'mitzvot. Okay? So Semet says, that's called tadir. Right? I would say, you know why bris milah is tadir? Because it stays with you for the rest of your life. You have a bris milah your whole life. That's why it's tadir. It's an ongoing mitzvah. Every second you have a bris milah, you've been mekayem the mitzvah, bris milah. That's very tadir. It can't be anything more tadir than that. What's Rashi talking about? 13 brisos. What? Rashi doesn't make any sense. Right? I don't even mean by that. Neither did the Sfas Hamas. What? Now, the Ibayisema, I'll give you another answer. Mila legabe Pesach ki tadir dami. No, Mila, when it comes to Pesach, is more tadir. Why? Why is that? You, as a person, it's not true. Your family, that could be true. You could have more than one boy a year. Right. Mila legabe is more tadir, right? Okay? What do you see from here? Matzoi is called tadir. So, halakha lamaisa. Let's say, came up in our school. Let's say, if it wasn't here. Let's say, a bris mila on Purim. What comes first? The bris mila or the Megillah? Why? What? No, that's not that. We said that's not if it's never. That's not a good answer. Well, there's no difference in London between a Megillah and a Karban Pesach. It's once a year. No difference. In London, it's no difference. So what beats what? It doesn't come first. The Megillah comes first. It comes first, I think, according to the Gra, and I saw the because it's the Sumenita, the Megillah. That's the other all. That's not a core reason. So ancillary things that Megillah has, that we want to highlight, right? So we do it first because it's for two minutes. Halach, like real alumnus wise, the Mila should come first, right? The Mila should come first. According to the first reason, it should come first. It's tadir b'mitzvot, and according to the Ibayisema, it also comes first. Why? Because Mila, legabe Megillah, is tadir. Whether it's matzo or tazir, either way it should win. Right? It's a big machlok. It's a big machlok what you do.
Oh, we said that's not an answer.
What? That's not a halachic reason. That's a practical reason. Right? Okay. So it's interesting how these stuff comes up. Right? Interesting. Zochim daf tzadik aleph. Okay? Next. By the way, the question's not answered. On to a new question now. On to a new question. Right? Question not answered. And we're not going to answer it. No answer. What? So we said, that's only matsui. So he said, well, he asked a question on that. No, matsui and matazi is the same thing. But Rava didn't think that. So we got some result. Next question. Ibayalahu. Tadir visha'eno tadir. You have a tadir eno tadir. The kadim vishachat l'she'eno tadir mai. You went ahead and shechted the eno tadir. You weren't supposed to do that. You went ahead and shechted the Eino Tadir. Me, I'm reading, do we say? Kiva the shechted. So you shechted it. No. Makriv lay. So go be makriv it. O Dilma, no. Yohiv la'achir. Give the blood to somebody else. Demamris, bedamo. Let him stir that dam. Add the makriv lay l'tadir. Until the tadir is being makriv. V'hadar makriv l'she Eino Tadir. Then go back and do the Eino Tadir. Okay? You hear that? Now, what about the problem of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah? In the middle of one mitzvah. I'm going to pass over another mitzvah. So the Olas Shlomo said, there's no conflict of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah if one mitzvah is clearly more chashuv than the other. Okay, it's a big discussion. We're not going to go into that. So what did he say? We're going to assume for now that a chatos is more, a shlomim is more tadir than a chatos. Right? Shlomim is more tadir than a chatim. So, Amar Rav Huna Misura, Tashma. Wait a minute. We said, Shlomim Shal Emesh, a shlomim that was brought yesterday, Chatas V'ashim Shal Yom, when I say brought, I mean it was brought into the building, the Beit HaMikdash. Chatas V'ashim Shal Yom, a chatas V'ashim were brought today, Shal Emesh Kodim Shal Yom, the last night, the one they brought yesterday, comes before the one he brought today. Ha Diyom, but if all was brought today, what if it was all brought today? Dum Yid Emesh. It would be just like Emesh. The Hechidami, what does that mean? The Kadim Shachtei L'Shlamim. First, you Shech the Shlamim. I'm sorry. The Hechidami, that Kadim, the Kadim Shachtei L'Shlamim. First, you Shechted the Shlamim. Shalokidin. Nevertheless, Chatos Ba'asham Kadmi. What does that mean? Very hard Gemara here. Hadayom Dum Yod Emesh. Right? The Hechidami, what's the case? The Kadim Shachtei L'Shlamim, right? You Shechted the Chatas, the Shlamim first. Chatas V'asham Kadmi. However, what do you do? Don't do this Rikat Hadam of the Shlamim. Let someone stare through the blood that doesn't congeal. Go bring the Chatas and the Asham. Do that Rikat Hadam, then go back to the Shlamim. That's what the Gemara is saying. What do you see from here? Even if you did the wrong one. Now, why is that the wrong one? Because let's Kodesh. It has nothing to do with Tadir. That Shalom Nachaz has nothing to do with Tadir. It has to do with Kodesh. We're going to say the same thing. You brought the wrong one. You brought the less Kodesh one first. That's what you're doing. Go to the Kodesh one. Do the Kodesh one first. Then go back to the Eino Kodesh. So why should Tadir be any different? You did the Eino Tadir one first. Stop what you're doing. Go do the Tadir. Then go back and do the Eino Tadir. We hold that by Kodesh. So why should Tadir be any different? Okay? So the Gemara says, Dilma maybe. Shlamim de Emesh. Dilma maybe. Shlamim de Emesh. V'chatas v'asham diyom. Heichi mishkach atla. When is there a case where the Shlamim of yesterday and the Chatas of today, Heichi mishkach atla, Tishachtinhu l'tarvayu. They're both shechted. Right? They're both shechted. Which one do you sprinkle first? You sprinkle the one you brought yesterday first. Why? Because it was brought earlier. Aval, but lo shechtinu tarvayhu, if they're both not shechted, you only shechted the shlamin, tibayala. We still don't have an answer. When did you tell me? When did you just medayik that you leave the shlamin alone and go do the other, right? That's only if they're both shechted, let's say they're both shechted at the same time. But if they're not both shechted, only the shlamin's been shechted, I don't know, I have a suffix. But the zrikas hadam come before the shechting of the other animals? I don't know that. Okay? Same question would be legabe eno tadir. Okay? Good. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. Davaracher, we said this already. Birchas hayayin tadira, birchas hayom eno tadira. Tadir vish eno tadir, tadir koda. Question, very, very difficult question. Very difficult question. Why? What's the question? The question is, Yayin comes before Kiddush. What do you see from there? The bracha of the Yom comes before the bracha of Yayin. Why? The Chiyav. Why? Because the Chiyav of Kiddush starts at Shkia. The Chiyav of wine starts at Seif. So the Chiyav of Kiddush comes first. Yet, you make a bar for Yagafim first. So we're now comparing when Chiyuvim kick in, whether tadir and eno tadir. So that's not really the same thing, but the Gemara is comparing the same thing. Therefore, even if you shech the eno tadir first, tadir's koda. Okay? So the Gemara gives no. Hachanami, same answer. Dechi asim. Right now, I'm at the Shabbat table. Right now, what could I have done at Shkia? Right now, I'm here. Kaman deshachti tevayar dami. If they both shechted right now at the same time. Therefore, tadir comes first. Tashma, the Amr of Yochanan. Same question. Halacha, mispal adam shal mincha, the acha kach shal musafin. Which one comes first? The chiyav of musaf comes first. Why does it come first? It just does. Chiyav of musaf, when does chiyav of musaf kick in? After Shabbat. Mincha doesn't kick in, so chatos. So musaf comes first. It's a conflict. What do you do? Dav mincha first. So what do you see? If you ignore the one you're supposed to do first and do the other one, same thing. If you did the Eino Tadir first, stop what you're doing and do the Tadir. The Gemara says, no, it's not an answer. Hachanami, same story. Kiva Demati's man, Tfilas Mincha. Right now, it's Mincha time. What do I do? Kiman Deshachti Tavardam. It's as if I shafted both at the same time. It's as if. Therefore, what should I do? What should I do? Nothing. I do the Mincha first. It's not a Raya that you ignore the Eino Tadir and do the Tadir. Amalei Ravacha Bered de Rav Ashi le Ravina. Shachto kodem chatzot. What if you shechted a carbon Pesach before chatzot? The answer is, it's nothing. Right? Puzzle. If Nation Amarbo, it says, Bein Harvayim. Kodem le Tamid. What if you shechted it before the Tamid of the afternoon? So you're not supposed to do that. However, kosher, it's kosher. Behe memores bedama achiz rakadam. You stir the dam until you bring the carbon Tamid. Then, do the avoda of the carbon tamid, then go back to the carbon pesach. What do you see from here? You ignore the wrong one and do the right one. So we resolve the topic. The Gemara says no. Hachamay eskinan kigon the kadim shachte the tamid bereisha. No, first you shachted the carbon tamid, then you didn't do the dam of the carbon tamid. You went ahead and shachted the carbon pesach. Amalei Rav Acha Sabal or Rav Ashi asitanami deka. The Mishnah also says the same thing. It's a medayik. The Tani because it says ad sheyizrak hadam. Says until you sprinkle the dam. Below katani ach yishkot v'yizrak hadam. Shnamina, that's a raya. That's why in that case the tamid was already shechted. Therefore, it comes first. But if it had not been shechted, you would do the dam of the pesach first. So there's no raya. So when you do the wrong thing, you stop what you're doing. Do the right thing. Again, no raya. Last one. V'klo kahanim b'shayim. The Kohanim can eat the carbon any way they want. My time, but why? Amar Kra, Lamashcha. It says Lamashcha, which means the Gedula, for greatness. Kederach Shamalachim Ofer. However a king wants to eat. Sometimes he wants to eat like this, sometimes he wants to eat like this, sometimes he wants to eat like this. Okay, 10 minutes, you need like another hour. Amar of Shimon, says like this. Imra Isa, if you see Shemen, Shehi Mitzchalek Ba'azara, that there are Kohanim, that are in the Azara, that are drinking oil, they're using oil, Ain tzarich lishalmal. You don't have to wonder what's that oil doing there. Ella, rather, it's a very strange law from the Mishnah. You don't have to wonder what they're doing with it. Ella, mosar rikike minchas Yisrael. It's the leftover oil of the shemen of a minchas Yisrael. Okay, it's the leftover oil of a mincha, which, by the way, is mutter to kahanim. That's what they're doing with it. Or lo shemen shel metzora. Or it's the leftover oil from the lob shemen of a metzora, which is also mutter. So you wonder what they're doing with oil? That's where they got the oil. Im reisa shemen shuniten adav ha'ishim. What if you see shemen burning up on the maracha, on the mizbeah? It's our klishomah. You don't wonder what that is. Ella moser rikike minchas kahanim. The mincha of a kohen was not eaten by the kahanim. The mincha of Yisrael, yes, the kohen. Now, what was they doing with it? It was burnt. You see oil burning. What's that oil over there? Oh, that's from a carbon mincha from a kohen. Or minchas kohen mashiach. Or the carbon mincha every day brought by the kohen gadol. Now, she'ein misnabdin shemen, because there's no such thing as a carbon just of oil. There's no such thing. Therefore, what oil doing hanging around the Beit HaMikdash? Either it's from a mincha or from the mitzvah. It can't be a carbon of just shemen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, misnabdin shemen. There could be such a thing. The whole daf now is going to be, can there be such a thing as a carbon just of oil or not? Okay? Tanakama said no such thing. Rabbi Tarfon said yes, such a thing. Okay? But in other words, I walk into the Beit HaMikdash with a jug of book. I want to be masked with this oil. Can I be masked with a tissue box? No such thing. Can I be masked with a bottle of oil? That's a machlokas tanayim. Okay? Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says like this. The divrei Rav Tarfon, according to Rav Tarfon, who said, HaMitznadev Shemen, that you can be Mitznadev Shemen, komso. You do a kamitza of Shemen. Whole big discussion how exactly you do that. Do you take your hand and put it into the jug of oil and make three fingers full of Shemen? Or from the kind of chaya? Something you do that. Something you put in a kli. What kind of kli is it? Well, how much does it put in the kli? Oh, but in theory, such a thing as a kamitza. And the kamitza is burnt. The shiara of Ne'achalan, and the leftovers eaten. My timer. What? Where'd you get that from? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, carbon mincha. And they learn out from that pasuk, malamed shemisnavdin shemen, that you can have a carbon of being menadev shemen. The chi mincha, and it's just like a mincha. Ma mincha, kumta vishira Ne'achalan, it's just like a mincha. There's a kamitza. You can do kamitza with flour. And the rest of it eaten, of shemen, kumta, you do kamitza on the oil, vishira of Ne'achalan, and the rest of it eaten. A carbon oil, we're going to have in a few minutes. Hopefully we'll get there. If you can bring a carbon of wine. Wine accompanied every carbon. Can you bring a carbon of just wine? It's going to be a machloka. Amr of Zera, af ananamitina. So it's the same thing. Amr of Shimon, imra itza shemen shemen chalit fazara, if you see kohana, partaking of shemen, it's a tzarech l'shol ma'u, you don't have to ask what it is. Ella, mosa rikike minachos minach Yisrael, it's either leftover minchas of Yisrael, v'lov shemen shal metzora, she'en misnabdin. Sheamus Nabdin. No, Sheamus Nabdin. Michlal, what do you see from here? That demanda Amar Misnabdin, that according to the one who said it is Misnabe, Mischalik, it would be given out. Right? According to Tarfon, it would be given out. Amale Abaya, but wait a minute, says Abaya. Amos Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Seifa says, Imra'isa Shemen, Shvita Lagava Ishin, if you see Shemen up on top of the Mizbeah, yeah, the Tzarech L'Shomal. You don't have to wonder what that is. Ella, what is it? Mosa Rikike Minchas Kahanim, the leftover Mincha from a Kohen, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach. The Mincha of a Kohen Mashiach. Sheimitz Navdin Shemen, Sheimitz Navdin Shemen. Because there's no such thing as Shemen. Michlal, the Lamanda Amar Misnavdin, if you hold is Misnavdin, Kulam L'Isha. It all goes to get burnt. Now, Labaya Kasha Resha, Lavdera Kasha Seifa. Doesn't make sense. Does it get burnt or not? Can it be eaten? According to Rav Tarfon. Only according to Rav Tarfon. Bishlom Rav Zera. Rav Zera is not such a kasha. You know why? We could say Resha Bishirayim. The Resha is talking about the leftover. The leftover oil can be eaten. Seifa b'komet. The Seifa is talking about a komet. That's not eaten. That's burnt. El Abaya kasha. But according to Abaya, how is it going to be matari to the Resha that said that Shemen, which implied Shemen can be eaten. So the Gemara answers, Tana Reisha Atu Seifa. You're right. The Reisha was learned for no reason. The Reisha is incorrect. It says that only because to parallel the Seifa, which says it's not easy. But the Reisha doesn't say that. The Gemara says, such a thing like that? The Shlom of Seifa? Tana Mishim Reisha. I didn't say sometimes I'll mention a Seifa because we mentioned the Reisha. Ella, Reisha Mishim Seifa, me, Tani, such a thing? There's no reason for the Reisha. Only mention it because you're going to mention the Seifa. What kind of mission is that? In yes, Ari Marava, Tana Reisha Mishim Seifa. Such a thing?
Such a thing.
Toshma, Yayin, wine. If you want to bring a carpet, bring a bottle of wine, I want to take this wine. Kedivri Rabbi Akiva lists the fallen. According to Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with this wine? You pour it down the hole, down the drain, right? So sheetin. And shemen, kedivri Rabbi Tarfon, and shemen, like Rabbi Tarfon said, le'ishim, it goes on the Mizbeach. My lav, midiayin, kul is fallen. Just like by wine, the whole thing gets poured down the drain. Nobody drinks that. So shemen, kul le'ishim. So too by shemen, the whole thing gets burnt. Nobody eats it. So what do you see? Nobody eats the shemen. So the Gemara says, no, me the area. Why do they have to be the same? Hakadisa, hakadisa. Yayin, nobody drinks. Shemen, they can. Amr of Papa, some take out the word Amr of Papa, because we'll see in a minute, Rav Papa's going to talk. Kitanai, tamachlokas tanayim. Shemen, somebody wants to bring shemen. Lo yivchos milog. Has to be at least a log. Rabbi Omer, shloshes logan. Now, it's got to be three logan. So, b'mai kamifugi, what are they arguing about? Amru Rabbanon Kameder of Papa. They came to front of Papa. Don mina umina, don mina v'oki basra ikibinayu. When you compare A to B, you have to compare A to B all the way, or you compare A to B a tiny drop, and then I'm going to compare A to C. That's the machloka. The Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold, you have to bring low. Why? Because they compare a shemen carbon to mincha. Ma mincha misnad bin afshem misnad. Just like I could bring a carbon mincha, I could bring a carbon shemen. Ma mincha umina, and I take the A to B all the way. Ma mincha log shemen, just like mincha is a log shemen. Af kan log shemen. Uma mincha komsa v'shir necholin. Af shemen komsa v'shir necholin. The idach. And what about Rebbe? Yes, he compares a shemen to a mincha, but very superficially. Mi mincha, ma mincha misnavdin. Af shemen misnavdin. Just like a mincha is good, I can bring a carbon shemen. However, v'oki basra. Then I leave mincha and I go somewhere else. Where do I go? I go to a wine carbon. Kinesachin. I go to a wine carbon. Why do I go to a wine carbon? So Rashi says, because a wine carbon is by itself. It's a bottle of wine. So it's by itself. So it makes a lot of sense to compare the details of an oil carbon to the details of a wine carbon. Ma, Nesachim, Shloshes, Login. Just like a Nesachim has to be at least three log of wine. Af Shemen, Shloshes, Login. Uma, Nesachim, Kulo, Svalim. Af Shemen, Kulo, Leishim. So to the Shemen, all goes to Ishim. Rashi asks, so why doesn't Shemen go to the Svalim? Just like wine, right? So Rashi says, Shemen, Lav, Bar, Svalim. Shemen doesn't belong in the grain. All that's what Rashi says, right? Okay. Amalir of Papa Labaya, either Mincha Maisi La Rebbe, or if Rebbe wanted to bring it for a Mincha, to Kuli Alma Dun Mina Umina, El Rebbe Gamar Me Ezrecha. Rebbe had a different drasha how to learn out than to be Logan. Maybe everyone agrees to Dun Mina Umina. Okay, sorry, that's not such a critical point. Amalir of Hunabreder of Nasanler of Papa, Nimacha Samartahaki, can you say that Rebbe learns his din from another Pasuk? Boatanya, Karbon Mincha, that's carbon mincha. Malam eitchem misnabdin shemen. So you see from here that you can be misnabdin shemen. The comma, how much? Shlosha lugin. Three lug. Uma shmas le dama shlosha lugin. Who is the one who said three lugin? Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Become I see lemi carbon. And he learned that from the pasuk of carbon, not from the pasuk of Ezra. So Rav Papa, you can't be correct. So Rav Papa answers, Amalei itan itan. Oh, that, if you were Bryce and said that, you can't argue with that. What can I tell you? If Bryce and said that, so it's a detail. It's where he learned that to believe it from. Doesn't change any of the halakha. Okay, we're going to stop right here at Amar Shmuel. I wanted to get to the bottom. The bottom of the Gemara, the bottom of the page now, has a fascinating Gemara, which is actually a rare, really halakha nice Gemara here. It's very, very interesting, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll stop here. Have a very good day.